welcome to Chai with Samdosa. In my episodes, I have a great heart-centered conversation with my guests. They are in a diverse population around the world. So enjoy and have lots of fun. Please get in touch if you'd like to be on my podcast as well. Bye for now. Welcome to Chai with Samdosa. It's a podcast where I bring amazing speakers from diverse backgrounds around the globe, where they share their wisdom, their journeys, their success, their failures, and more. So today I have Andrew Mondia, all the way from United States of America. And what I have discovered that Andrew has been in the UK as well, which is an amazing thing that he knows how the UK people work or how people in the UK see the life differently than Americans. His international journey as an international actor and speaker has inspired about hundreds of people from different walks of life around the world. Passionate life sharing his story of overcoming challenges from childhood trauma of bullying, abuse, to attempting suicide. Worked with award-winning actors, directors, have featured in Washington Post, UK The Guardian, National Post, and the BBC Radio 1. Andrew also featured author expert in two number one international best-selling books, My Journey, My Journal, and How Big Can You Dream? Wow, that's amazing, Andrew. And thank you very much for being my guest on Chai with Samdosa. You are welcome to my podcast.
Thank you, Sam. It's great to be here. I'm actually in Canada, Toronto, but I have family in the States. So you could say I am part of my heart is part of the States.
You are international. So yes,
I'm an international man. Yes. And those are our journals, those two books, just to make people aware. And I just provided wisdom for one of the days of inspiration.
Absolutely. So, so Andrew's born from Toronto, Canada, where is the sun is shining, I hope. The weather is shifting right now. So tell my audience who Andrew is and what is his purpose in this world.
Well, I like to tell people, I love to make people laugh. It's been something that has stayed with me since beginning of my birth, really. I love to sing, dance, and perform. I started out singing and learning how a ballet, went into acting, and it's been my joy to do that type of work. But you know what's most enjoyable is when I see people light up. So it's just, you know, I also have, you know, an international background because, you know, even though I'm Canadian, I'm also Swiss. And so I've had the privilege to be able to live all around the world. And as Sam pointed out, majority of that time was living for almost 7 years in London, England. And it was just the most amazing experience. I've been on a spiritual journey since 2004. I just love to learn about myself and help other people to learn about themselves. And it's just, you know, my journey keeps getting better and better every day. I'm just going to leave it at that, because I think I forgot what the question was to begin with. And
which is perfectly fine, because your journey has been quite interesting. You have family, or I would say you have Swiss nationality as well as Canadian. which means you can jump around the world anytime you like. And you spend an amazing time in London, where you have actually created some great memories. And so just tell us about your London experience.
Well, when I came to London, very little. I still had very little money when I left London, but because of my Swiss nationality and my Canadian, to be honest with you, being both Swiss and Canadian gave me the same rights as a British citizen, so I could live, work, vote. I mean, if it's just my Swiss, I wouldn't have been able to vote. But I've just, I've met such wonderful people. I've learned to really, along my journey, go with my intuition and to where I'm to go, and trust that the universe will provide for me. I mean, I've had challenges when I lived in London or anywhere where I've gone. I've had challenges, but I've managed to rise above and move forward. London, I got to go deeper. It was more of a spiritual nexus for me. I went to like a lot of wonderful events put on by some world-renowned motivational speakers, like this event called The Millionaire Mind, Christopher Howard, Breakthrough to Success. Even got like when I went to my first Breakthrough Success, even got to go on stage and do a little dance and made people laugh. One of my biggest highlights was being a part of the opening ceremonies for both the London 2012 Olympics and Paralympics. And to explain to you the power of the law of attraction, it can be very powerful, because when you set your mind to something as to what you want to do, and you let the universe take hold of it and give it to you in the way that it's meant to give it to you, if it is meant to give it to you, it will happen. And that's just like the power in how I've operated. I mean, so I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, who does? We can set an idea, and sometimes the course will take you off in a completely different direction. I mean, I never thought that I would, once I left London, I would go back to Switzerland to live. It just happened to have been that my guidance, like I knew when I lived in Vancouver, and then when I lived in London for a couple of years, I had this feeling that it was time to move on. I just didn't know where. And sometimes when you're in an indecisive place, it's better just to wait until the strong answer comes to you. And so I ended up leaving London and going back to Switzerland, to where a majority of my family live, and I stayed there. But London has just, it cleared away the energies that did not do well for me, and brought a whole new life. As someone I worked with when I lived in Vancouver, she came to visit me in 2010. I remember because Whoopi Goldberg was in Sister Act, and I wanted to see her, but I went up to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival when she was performing, and luckily she didn't perform her last five performances, and she came back in October, and my friend came over, and I got to see Whoopi Goldberg with my friend in Sister Act, and that's another example of the law of attraction. When you want to see someone in person, you don't know where it's going to happen. But my friend, she just was so amazed by the change that happened from when I was working with her to now. And she was like, "Wow, you're glowing." When you're following what you're meant to do, when you're listening to yourself, when you're following your heart, you just, you come alive, and you start to just go. It's just, you start to just be adventurous. And, after all, we each have adventure in us. We each have something wonderful to go for. And the only thing that's stopping us is really ourselves. I said a little bit more, but you
no,
know,
it's perfectly
I hope you
fine.
Guys are inspired.
What I would like to ask you, you know, when you say law of attraction and this, do you have any sort of a ritual how people can activate that? Because a lot of people are not aware of that thing, or even though they are aware of it, that they are not actually congruent with their own feelings, or they are not aware how to receive those attraction. Because it's something new for some people, or something is already been underdeveloped or underutilized by some people. So in your view, how do you think that person can activate their law of attraction?
Well, the thing is, we all do the law of attraction. You don't realize it. It's just, you know, it's a name that was put there. I mean, I remember, well, actually, when I came over to London, it was in the spring of 2006. And it was just when The Secret came out. I knew about The Secret before it even came out from one of the speakers in the movie. I went to talk to his in Vancouver, and he talked about this secret that's coming out. And it was not really big at that time, but when it came out, it was really big. But the thing is, when I went in and became a passion test facilitator, certified to do it, my mentor, Janet Bray Atwood, came up with a sort of what I call a law of attraction simple formula. Mm-hmm. It's very three-step, easy peasy to remember. Mm-hmm. It's intention, attention, and no tension. And that's basically what I follow, because, you know, the intention is what you put in into what it is you want to do. So no matter what you focus on, it's going to come back to you, whether it's positive or negative. And I do hope you focus on the positive of what it is you want. And when you word things, you need to be sure that they're focused on what it is you want. So for instance, you could, if you want to be out of debt, you wouldn't say I'm out of debt. You would say I am financially free. Because if you have the focus of what it is you don't want in that wording, everything is in the wording of what you choose, mm-hmm. of what you want to come back. Because believe it or not, it's going to come back to you as you want. Sure. So what you have the intention, so I am financially free. So the intention are what I like to call the action steps, or inspired action, as to what it is that you're inspired to do. So for instance, creating, like in my case, one of the things I wanted to do was have a one-man show. So one of the steps was to create my own one-man show. And I did that. I created and actually did a version of it in London. So London was the birthplace of the beginning of my one-man show. It was all right. It wasn't nothing special. I'd been inspired because I met people in my entertainment field who performed their own one-person shows, inspiring. And so the inspired action is what you're guided to do, what your intuition is telling you to do. Now, I'm just going to sidestep out of the three steps to talk about intuition, if you don't mind.
Yes,
because,
sure.
You know, people are, you know, it's the first thing that comes to your mind. Because we can tend to say, okay, that's not right. I mean, we are all intuitive. We all have these gifts, okay? It's not something new. Some people think it is hooey-fooey stuff, but it's not, okay? It is, you know, when you go meet someone, you'll get an impression, you get a feeling, okay, this is someone that I want to connect with. And then sometimes you'll get a feeling, okay, wait, this is not something I'll connect with. I mean, if you go driving, you'll sometimes get a guidance and say, wait a minute, I should turn left here instead of the next street because something is telling me it's not right to do that. And but some people, they'll say, no, I'm just going to keep going. I mean, I've put myself in situations because I didn't listen to my intuition. I got romance scammed by not listening to my intuition. That's how bad it can turn out. I mean, you know, deep down, you shouldn't do this. But then all of a sudden, because you didn't listen to your intuition, something wrong happens. So just trust that just trust that universe is guiding you. Your inner voice is protecting you. If you have, it's always good to work on your intuition and be in a supportive environment. And going back to the third step now, just so that we can finish off the three-step formula, it's no tension. Okay. People will wonder about how is this going to happen? So how am I going to be financially free? And it tenses us up. And as part of this formula, we don't even worry about the how. We leave it up to the universe because you know what? We send the message to the universe, this is what you want, this is what I want, and let us just, you know, let's just not worry about it. You know, we put an order in. It's like you put an order in, like when you go to a restaurant and you order food, you don't ask the waiter, okay, so how is the chef gonna make my food? I mean, I would like to have, like, for instance, if you want like sushi, okay. So tell me, how am I going to get the sushi that I'm ordering? I mean, you just order, you trust the chef will do his job, and the food comes to you. Well, it's like that in life. You just send your order in, and here it comes. I mean, when the London 2012 ceremony, Olympics was happening, the summer before there was notices of being a part of the opening ceremonies. And so I put my application in. They were looking for guys, a lot of guys, apparently. I put my application in, and I did the steps that was required. So first thing, express interest, respond to the advertisement. And a month and a half later, I went for the audition. I didn't hear anything back till like the spring. I even expressed interest in doing the Paralympics opening ceremonies because I thought, great, well, at least I'll be a part of something. The week that I went away on a holiday to Menorca, I get the response back from the Paralympics and Olympics that I have been selected to be in both. And I'm like, okay. So, and it was just like, and one of the things I wanted to do was meet Danny Boyle. And because he was the artistic director for the Olympics, and he's a well-known
director,
Oscar-winning director for *Slumdog Millionaire*. For those that aren't familiar with, like, you know, you've probably seen his work, but you don't know his name. *Slumdog Millionaire* is the one that won the Oscar, and and it just like that's how amazing when you follow the simple formula can be. You can manifest stuff in just the most amazing ways. I mean,
there are so many strands to those things. You know, people have to started believing in themselves, understanding that universe is open to give. Are you ready to receive? That belief has to be very strong within yourself. We have been conditioned since our childhood. We have been given so many unrealistic false thinking process and thoughts and everything which are not been right for us to receive, but because the condition or the environment we were has no choice just to adopt those things and continue our life with those sort of things. And when you meet somebody, and then when people start talking about law of attraction or intuition, and you say, oh, you receive and you will get, people will say, you must be joking. You're living in a completely different world. This doesn't happen. You have to work hard. If you work hard, you will have everything what you want. If you're not working hard, you will not get anything. So everybody has gone through their own conditioning. And that's where people get completely mesmerized sometimes when we talk about these sort of things. And I've gone through my own journey. I know these things have a real meaning. I've experienced myself. And I have visualization exercises I've done. I have already practiced everything on me first before I do it on my sort of what I call it my clients. So these are all things very important for us.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, I was just it's very important. But it you know, the most important step is to be aware. I mean, yes, it's going to take work to get to where you want to go. It's like anything, you know, whatever job you want to go to, you're going to have to put work into it to make it happen. I mean, like, part of the problem with The Secret is it was just visualize and it will happen. And there was no actual formula. They just said, you know what, you have to want it, believe it. But it's like, but there is that step where, you know, your inspired action will tell you, okay, you talk to people and you let people know that but this is what you want.
The movie Secret has a secret in it. Only you can, if you can understand the secret within the secret, that's why it's called The Secret. Because watching the first time and you look at that movie or you watch that movie and you read that book and you just say, are those real things? Why don't I give it a try? Why don't I just start it to follow the footstep or path on that journey and see whether, you know, people who talk about Rumi, talk about all the Sufi saints and all about all the prophets and everything. They talk about a lot of things. And you know, it's all about practicing. Talking is cheap. We all talk. If you don't practice, then how are you going to preach? You know, if you're not practicing yourself and you are preaching everybody, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. Everybody look at you and says, well, you don't do it. Why are you asking us to do it? The same thing happens when the children are brought up in the family, when the family is just giving them a sort of a preaching instead of doing things. And it affects a lot of us. It affected me when I was grown up. I was affected by a lot of things. But as you get matured, and that's why you go into meeting different friends and people started to mold you along with their own journeys and they condition you differently, and that's everything started to roll around you, correct?
Yeah, well, conditioning can have a really huge impact, but it's important to realize that you don't go into the victim mode and you read, you know, you learn and you surround yourself with people in the where you want to go. I mean, as you read in my bio, I mean, my childhood, you know, I consider myself very positive growing up. I still lived in a bubble. I had issues at home that were unbearable, really, for me. I mean, I was teased because I was your typical nerd, four-eyed person. In the stereotypical of the US TV shows that are on there. I used to get teased a lot up until I was like probably 14, like when I where I went to middle school, I found it a real tough challenge. But you know, it's how we learn to deal with them, and you know, work with them. Unfortunately, we're in an age where people are awakening, where we're realizing that what happened then was not right, where we're learning to backtrack the conditioning to think a little bit better. I mean, there are some wonderful authors out there who talk about, you know, it's about one author. I just finished this online 6-week course called Create Your Destiny by William Whitecloud, and he wrote, he just came out with a wonderful book. He's all about intuition. And it's just, you know, it's the most important thing is be open. Be open to the journey and discovering. And if you're open, then you can't go wrong. I mean, still be protective, okay? Because I just want to add that, because you know what? We can be open, yet still be protective and trust your intuition.
Absolutely right, Andrew. Another thing which I wanted to add over here is that when we are on the journey of learning, we have to have an open mind to receive those things. And if you have a lot of things behind in your previous journey where you have learned something and you are trying to bring those things in the present moment where what you are learning, you're not going to learn anything. So the movie, The Forbidden Kingdom, I don't know whether you have watched it, is Jackie Chan and Jet Li and a couple of great actors in it. And the person, a boy in 20th century was watching karate movies and kung fu movies, and he was still doing all those sort of actions and all those sort of moves and everything. But he was transported into China, into a completely different dynasty, where he has the journey to return something back. And when Jackie Chan started teaching him, or Jet Li started teaching him, and he was saying, oh, I know this move, I know that move, and they started hitting on his head and said, empty your cup, empty your head. Empty your head to receive some new things. In other words, what's going to happen is you're not going to learn anything, because you all are going to start saying the same thing. I know this. I can do this move. I can do that move. But you're not learning anything. That's why when you are going on a journey, keep your cup empty so you can receive the new knowledge, so you can embrace it. You can completely embrace yourself as well in that. So you will feel completely full with the new knowledge instead of remnants of your old knowledge. I speak different languages. So I wanted to learn Arabic. Arabic is another language. My background dialect is Urdu. So there are alphabets from Urdu and Arabic are a little bit similar. So my cup was not empty. So I always referring back to Urdu. So I did not get enough juice from Arabic. I can pronounce it, but I could not read it properly. Or I can read it, but I can't pronounce it properly because the dialect is completely different. So that's why what I learned from that is empty your cup, go open-minded, and learn something new.
Yeah, well, that's beautiful, man. I do. I'm even learning something from this interview. That's just it's just amazing because, if you're close, then it's not going to happen for you. It's like if you come across someone who is closed off, then I came into understanding that it's better to not just let it happen. Don't force things to happen, because if you force things, then you're gonna there's that expression, the straw that broke the camel's back. And that's what's going to happen. And it's about just allowing the process to happen. So if you want to become a lawyer, then just allow the journey to happen, going through law school, studying. I mean, I admire those that have to go to school, like doctors and lawyers, to understand how the system works and to learn, because for some people it's great. It's great for them. Others, it's not. Just follow your heart and be open.
Absolutely, follow your heart. But again, when we're talking about responsibilities on our shoulders, how many people follow their heart? Because people just think of that, what is real? Am I realistic in this world, or I'm going to follow my intuition, or I'm going to follow my heart? Because there are two sets of people. People who will follow their heart and intuition, and they are rising above. There are people who are following their realistic life or realistic head and thinking, I'm going to make a decision, everything from my head. Am I going to fire Andrew? It's from my head because I don't feel any connection with him.
All right? Yeah.
As well as person who is self-aware about his own life, and he's been through the journey and says, firing Andrew, will that give me good vibes, or is going to give me bad vibes? How can I save his job? I can't offer him a full-time job. I can cut him his hours, but I can still give him some job. Instead of this guy who's thinking of from the head and says, no, you know what? We want to cut big chunk. Andrew has actually taken big chunk. Cut. Goodbye. So you can see there are two set of people thinking in completely different ways. So that is called person with emotional intelligence. We are learning emotional intelligence, saying that I can feel my own, what I call it, my own emotions.
Wow.
So I can feel Andrew's emotions as well, that how he's going to feel. if I'm going to give you a news which is a bad news, but I'm going to make that news in a completely different format, you will receive that news and says, Sam, I understand what you're trying to say, and I really appreciate your concern about my journey on my job or something like that. But if I come from a non-emotional level, then I come to you and say, you know what, Andrew, you know, this last 3 months you've been working, but it's not really good performance. I'd rather let you go now. Goodbye. You will be completely devastated because you put so much effort, so much time, so much energy, everything in that particular job, and you are being said goodbye. You will be bitter about it. You know, and just, you know, what sort of person is that? Doesn't he have a heart? So there are two different contrasts I talked about.
Yeah, it's like for me, I look at it as rising. Okay, there's people that rise above and people that stay in the lower energy. And yes, that's sort of what you're talking about. So if you rise above a situation that has become a negative experience, you can learn from it. But you can also, like, you know, with following your heart, you do have to sort of still have that practical aspect. You know, I've been pursuing acting most of my life. I'm not yet like Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise status, okay? I'm not up there. I've still been pursuing it. But, you know, one of the things that I learned along my journey was to live your life and let whatever it is you want follow. So I'm still doing a regular job, and right now I'm working as a school bus driver, although we're on summer holidays. I have a job, but I'm still pursuing my dream. It's like you can still pursue your dream while still having a living.
Absolutely.
And that's what's most important to realize. Okay, it's not just about being at a job. And sometimes when you are given the chance, when a company decides to fire you or you feel it's not right, you know, have a look and see, okay, something's not right here. Okay, therefore, one, okay, if they fired you, you have no choice. But it's the universe telling, you know what, your lesson here at this place is complete, and we needed to send you out the door. Send you out the door to get to where you want to go. So look at it as a learning experience. And, you know, and move forward, you know.
Yes,
because
that's right. That's absolutely right. But again, you know, when you are in a situation where you have no other avenues, it looks a little bit of very heavy heaviness on your shoulders. That how you're going to survive now, as what you said exactly, that you can't actually short your foot because your passion or your dream is something else, and what job you are doing is completely not resonant with it. Because if you are getting some money coming out from that job, which allowing you to pursue your career, which means that giving you some push on that, yeah, is you are not going to look very low if you're going to be a bus driver or a pizza delivery man or something else. End of the day, your mission is completely different. As we already know, there are thousands and millions of people who have gone through the similar journey where they are standing right now. They were not a millionaire when they were born. They were not born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They were born without a spoon in their mouth. So you can imagine those people have grew and became what they become. So it's, again, everybody has a journey. You can't say my journey should be replicating like Sam's journey or Andrew's journey, because we are all different people and our destiny is completely different. Everybody's vibration is completely different. If my vibration matches your vibration, we will have a great dialogues and conversation. Yeah.
But yeah.
My vibration is up and your vibration is down, I will be looking at from the top bottom and says, nah, Andrew is not in the right vibration with me. Or other way around, you will look at me and say, Sam in a completely different vibration. How am I going to communicate with this guy? So this is what is happening between a lot of people, a lot of relationship, a lot of connection we create with people. People do not understand where their vibration is. If you are self-aware, if you are very congruent with your own feelings, and you can imagine, you can hear, or you can feel other people's feelings and congruent with their feelings and connect with them, you have a very good conversation with people and you understand each other very quickly, as opposed to somebody else when you talk to somebody and they are completely put so many walls in there in front of them.
Yeah.
Then you can't penetrate those walls because they are hurting themselves. So they don't want anybody to look inside.
Well, that's why it's important for us to have boundaries and acknowledge, okay, as I said, don't force. If you come across someone with walls, there's no use talking to them or like making them understand. I mean, because it's like you're just hitting a brick wall is really what you're doing. And and you know what? It's, you know, I look at it as, you know what, they're people are meant to be in your life for a reason. You know, it's like a second, a month, a year, or a lifetime. So just look at it as a learning experience. You know, we're mirrors to each other. You can recognize, okay, you are in that place, but you know, we each have our time as to one to move forward, one to learn stuff. And so it's just, you know, just enjoy the journey that you're in, really. It's not to say, you know, that you're right and they're wrong. It's just, you know, you're in different places. You're in different, like, you know, the job that you are at, it's not, you know, it's not congruent to where you want to go. Mm-hmm. You're also, you know, you're listening to your intuition. You know, I've been in jobs where I've literally, you know, I knew that it was time to move on.
Yeah.
And it can be very scary to go into the unknown, but at the same time, it's a wonderful adventure when you go into the unknown. I mean, I swear, in 2013, when I left London, I had no plans to even go to China to teach English.
Wow.
And after Switzerland, that's where I went. Near the end of my time in Switzerland, I knew I wanted a new leaving Switzerland. And I was wanting to go to Hong Kong. That's where I wanted to go. That was where my intention was set. But if I wasn't open to the possibility, I probably would have gone to China. And I ended up going to China, living there for 10 months to teach English. As a result. That's the power of being open. You know, if people are closed, experience it, they'll just stick to where they're comfortable. You just need to surround yourself with people that are open, that are positive, and then you'll find that life is just more enjoyable. And, you know, and be inspired by people's journeys of where they've come. I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. I mean, I've had my traumatic experiences, it takes time to heal and to forgive and to move forward. I mean, it's going to take time. I mean, for the longest time, I had a worthiness issue. Feeling, and it's a big thing that people have. I am not worthy.
Yes.
But we have to understand that we are worthy.
Yes.
We just have to acknowledge and look in ourselves to understand that, yes, this, you know, I am meant to have this. This is what I'm meant to do. I mean, people that give up on their dreams, it's sad, really. I mean, honestly, you know, our dreams are there for us to live, to be on fire.
True.
I'll let you, yeah.
True. I was very engrossed with your message here. Because there are a lot of things. When you are on fire, you can do a lot of things. And once you started to know yourself, and that's what I said to a lot of people, you know, start knowing yourself, who you are, where you come from. These are deeper questions. Once you started to create some self-awareness, this is the first step of recognizing yourself, who you are, what your purpose in this world. Your purpose is to serve others, or your purpose is to just sit there like a lemon and do nothing. Or if the universe give you lemons, what you do, whether you make a lemonade, or you can sell it, or you can make a lemon pie, melon pie. So there are a lot of things you can do. But it's all the choices. The choices is always yours. Your choice has never been taken from you. And as Jim Rohn said, everybody has to have a plan. Otherwise, you will be following somebody else's plan. So if you don't have a plan, then you will be following somebody else's plan. Then you can't complain that I'm not happy because you do not have a plan. So then somebody asking you to follow their plan, and then you are saying, I'm not happy. Design your own plan then. What exactly you want to do with your life? But Andrew, that was a great conversation, discussion we had. Tell my audience how they can connect with you.
Well, I'm on social media at Andrew Mondia. I'm like on all the most platforms. Mm-hmm. There's also my website, andrewmondia.com. Mm-hmm. And there you can find my social media platforms as well. But other than that, thank you so much for having me on the show. And wow, I could go on and on.
There are a lot of things we can discuss over here. But because what I wanted to do, ask you three simple questions. Tell my audience, what is your favorite food?
Well, I like sushi. That's my favorite food.
Excellent. So tell me about your hobbies, if you have any hobbies.
Well, I like traveling. Traveling is like one of my biggest hobby because it's a part of who I am, as you can tell. And I've traveled numerous places. So,
and if everything goes back to normal, as you said, traveling, which will be the first place you will go?
Well, I would like to go back to Disneyland.
Wow. That's in my bucket list. I haven't been to Disneyland with my children as yet. So my children are grown up now, but they are still going to be enjoying it because it is the fantasy world where everybody wants to go there and enjoy themselves.
Yeah, the only two parks I haven't been to is Shanghai and Tokyo. I've been to every other park, well, at least twice.
Really? Wow, man. You have a great experience to the Disney World of Adventures, huh? Yes. Amazing. Thank you very much. So, guys, I had a privilege to speak to Andrew, and his journey has been amazingly fantastic. You can get in touch with me, touch with him as well as me. With him, his website address, which I'm going to sharing with on the description. Get in touch with him. He is an amazing guy with amazing soul, where he's helping a lot of people to transpire and change their forecast for their future or their present. Because when you are in your present moment, you bring a lot of things for your future. That's the way I look at life in different ways. So it was a pleasure talking to Andrew. And I would say, keep it fit, keep it stay aligned with your values, and remain happy. Thank you very much.
Welcome to Chai with Sam Dosa. In my episodes, I have a great heart-centered conversation with my guests. They are in a diverse population around the world. So enjoy and have lots of fun. Please get in touch if you like to be on my podcast as well. Bye for now.